Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLady.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Fuse meeting in Orlando, and I'm with Blake and Nicole Beyer with Quality Carpet and Flooring in Englewood, Florida. How you guys doing?
Great. Great to be here.
Doing well. Thank you.
It's good to talk to you, Blake. Nicole and I actually did a podcast right after Milton. Like I say, you're on the west coast of Florida, and Milton hit. I don't even think you had power yet. How's business been since we talked last?
It's been great. We've seen a pickup in general from a commercial perspective. I think residentially, where the impact really happened from the hurricane, some of those people are actually still cleaning up and in the rebuilding stages still, even at this point, because they were pretty devastated. But business has been wonderful. The community has really bounced back and recovering.
So when you compare on a year-over-year basis, we're talking about the last couple of quarters, it's better this year than last year, right?
I would say residential it is. Now, we go back, it's kind of hard to get a fair comparison because in 2022, we were affected by Ian. A lot more widespread, a lot of wind, whereas Milton and Helene just affected the coastal community. So maybe, let's just take an average of maybe 5,000 homes were impacted as opposed to, you know, 50 or 60 or 100,000 homes. So we definitely, from 23 to 24, saw probably a slowdown because we were spoiled by that 22 work from Ian. But yeah, the last 6 months definitely pick up. From the beginning, the first two quarters of 24, I'd say this last quarter of 24 and the first quarter of 25 have definitely been an increase. I haven't really run the numbers, but I guess probably 25, maybe 30% increase. Because it was so much water impact rather than wind, it's a slower rebuilding process. You have homes that are completely shifted foundations, so you have a lot more work that's taking place before flooring. So it's only now we're kind of seeing some of those folks trickle in on the barrier islands that are looking for floors.
Last time we talked, Nicole, you told me that Quality Carpet and Flooring had been your parents and you had taken it over, and your husband Blake worked there together. How do y'all divide what each one of you does?
I work primarily on the administration side, working through the contract admin and the project teams. And Blake really handles all the operational, the movement of the men, the movement of materials, the negotiation of the contracts. We tend to split it that way. The pre-con he's looking at.
Yeah, so I try to do together a lot of our bids. I'll work with our estimators and our PMs, put together some bid packages. As far as contract negotiations, for better or worse, I will negotiate a lot of them. And then Nicole's kind of stuck, you know, cleaning up whatever I maybe got suckered into agreeing to. So far, we've worked really well that way. Try to divide and conquer. We try not to overlap what we do. We still struggle every now and then, mainly with emails, kind of maybe doubling up some things we shouldn't. But yeah, try to keep it separate. I say I'm like in the field, she's in the office. Seems to be working well for now.
And you're a former policeman, right?
I was. So I did 11 years full-time. Most of those years, I'd say 10 out of those first 11 when I was on our SWAT team, on a tactical team. I was a sniper, a breacher, then I eventually became a team leader. So I had 16 years in our law enforcement, 15 of those on SWAT. We just got so busy at work. It's hard to double dip.
This is more stressful.
It is. So when you're a cop, especially a SWAT cop, you hit a 4:30 in the morning search warrant, SWAT call, you get called out middle of the night for an armed subject, and it's stressful, but there's going to be resolution pretty quick, whether an hour, two, three, even if it runs 12 hours, it's going to come to an end within that day. Whereas this business just keeps on giving. It's 7 days a week. I say it's 25 hours a day, but there's got to be an extra hour in there somewhere. It just never lets up. But you learn to manage those stresses, and just it's a different stress. But what was the compare? I'd say this line of work is, as a whole, it's more stressful. I know it's kind of funny to think that or say that.
All right, so we're here at Fuse, and you've just been a Fuse member about 4 years. So your parents didn't do this. You made this decision. And you're a woman-owned business. Talk about this process of how you found out about Fuse and decided to join.
It's a funny story. We were working to file a woman-run business, and I was looking through the paperwork, and I was trying to decide if I was going to figure it out myself or hire someone. I looked online for another woman-owned flooring business, and surprise, GP Flooring and Abby Reinhardt came up. So I said, I'm going to send her an email. Didn't know her at all. Sent her an email. Wonderful person. She ended up talking me through several months of just mentoring me, and one of the first things she mentioned was Fuse. So we reached out to join, and we were pretty small at that point. We were right under the threshold to join, but Jeff and the team interviewed us, and it's been an awesome adventure since then. And we have grown tremendously. I think the motivation of seeing like-minded individuals here has helped us propel ourselves forward and just stay on a good course. But it's a unique way that we came about finding Fuse. We didn't know it existed.
You found Fuse through Abby Reinhardt, who, listeners, just to remind them, former board member here up in the New York area, I believe. And now you joined, been here 4 years. How much has your business grown since you joined here?
I'd say at least 2x, 3x. And it's funny, I had this conversation 3 hours ago with a regional VP from Tarkett, and he was asking just what opportunities this offered. The biggest thing is the motivation. You come here, you see these other large dealers, you aspire to be like them, you learn little things, and you can almost learn as much what to do as what not to do. You know, there's lessons learned on losses. So yeah, just the atmosphere just builds that motivation. You know, our goals, I don't know if we want to talk exact numbers, but we have a goal in mind for this coming year for 2026. So it's definitely been a revenue driver. And I attribute most of that to the motivation and obviously good resources and people that you meet that you can fall back on and call for advice. And like Nicole said, even just meeting Abby a few years ago, I think was a very large motivator to progress forward.
So we've been here second day now. And what have you liked about this meeting? Anything stand out?
This is my first year on the board. I've had a chance to get a little bit more inside information. So I've liked that and spent more time really pursuing people outside of my normal circle. I've liked the information that they provide, but the most important thing is the camaraderie. Spending the time to talk to, I would call them team members or counterparts across the nation to figure out what they're doing and pick their brains. This is a really friendly bunch. We share documents, we share best practices. So that's what I've liked the most this year. And we still have the awards to go.
So you decided to run for the board and you got elected to the board. How did that all come about?
Oh my goodness. So I've ran for the board a couple times because I've been interested in having a voice and being a part of what's happening in the flooring industry.
And you were impressed by Abby.
Yeah, absolutely. I ran this year and was voted in. I think that comes from building relationships over the last few visits and pursuing those relationships in between the conferences. I'm thankful that I get a chance to do this for a few years.
I think the first year she ran, they didn't post a picture of her. They made her have like a blank slate. So this year they posted a picture, and I think they might have had a little bit something to do with her. They said she had the most votes, I think, this year of anybody.
Well, they knew she had a supporting husband, right?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you one last question. Do you still do residential business, and what percentage of your business is residential?
So I could talk on that. I'd say residential is definitely, it used to be 50-50, and now it's maybe 10%. We've grown exponentially commercially. We're proud of that. We saw a need for that in our area, in our market, and we jumped on the opportunity. So, yeah, we definitely have leaned more towards commercial. I'd say at minimum it's 90-10 commercial.
What segments is best for you?
So healthcare was kind of a bread and butter. It's what Nicole's dad got into, 25, 30 years ago. So we ran with that. We started getting into some of the larger GC hospital work as opposed to just, direct or end user work. And since then we branched out to a lot of governments, we've done quite a few airports. We have almost every airport contract, in the Southwest Florida area. And then we've also gotten into quite a bit of school work too. So I'd say schools, airports, government, and healthcare is our big niche.
It's great to catch up with you guys. Again, been talking to Blake and Nicole Beyer, the co-owners of Quality Carpet and Flooring in Englewood, Florida. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.